This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I just noticed by looking up at TV here in the studio, they have NFL Network on. Couple things I noticed about this, by the way. Now I'm noticing a lot of things. Number one, Mitch Morse is in studio. He's actually now like an analyst there in NFL Network. He's always been great to talk to. He's always been very good with the media and breaks things down really well. So if he wants a career in media, he could definitely do it. Plus, he's got this like T-shirt and flannel shirt on. Like, kind of got fits Mitch Morse, right? So there you go. He's on set with another former Bill, Sean Merriman. They're on together. I just noticed that. So you got Mitch Morse and Sean Merriman in the Good Morning Football studios. And they're breaking down and talking about the schedule. And what I noticed, though, the first thing before that, Josh, have you seen the markups from the NFL on these schedule releases? Like when they actually send something out and say, oh, this is confirmed. Like, for example, let me see if I can get this for you. Not the international games. I'm talking about, okay. All right, so here, I'm going to show you this. All these, I'm showing Josh right now. See what I mean? Right? You see that picture?
Yeah.
That's Dak Prescott,
yep.
Right?
Jalen Hurts, yep.
Jalen Hurts. Okay, there's a bunch of these that they're putting out now, and I just saw another one on NFL Network. I don't see it on the actual NFL website as much. Yeah, here's another one. This is the Eagles and the Packers, A.J. Brown. How could I'm looking at these things, and I'm like, these are senior photographs. These are senior portraits when you're a senior in high school.
They're just, like, standing.
Right?
Yep.
One guy's just got a football. The one I just saw was Bo Nix, and it's the Christmas game they announced. Let me see if I can find that. It's got to be on here, right? They announced the Christmas game, Broncos and Chiefs. And it's, hey, here it is. Come on, just tell me, does this not look like Bo Nix posing for a senior portrait?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? No doubt.
Now, if instead of Patrick Mahomes up there, you had like a faded in Bo Nix, like your picture.
Yeah, like my kindergarten picture I tweeted out. Like it has the background shadow.
A background shadow of the picture? Bo Nix like looking off into the distance.
This is crazy. So they showed it up there, and they're showing the other one now, Dak Prescott. And I'm looking at it. Like, just look at that. These are senior portraits.
100%. Like, if you if instead of a black background, they were just out on their high school football field in, like, jeans and their jersey, that's 100% what that is.
Hold on. I have to tweet this out. What should I say? All of the NFL schedule release graphics like this. Wait, I have to tweet something out to say it. Because these are senior portraits. This is hilarious. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on WGR. Yesterday, Sal Majerana, every Monday, comes aboard. You guys talked. You talk what? Schedule, right? Baseball. What was Sal's thought on schedule? Anything?
The baseball conversation was the fact that Aaron Judge is ahead of the Rockies in, like, every hitting category and likely will be for the entirety of the season.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
The entire Rockies.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were talking about, like, when are the Rockies going to pass Aaron Judge? And it was, we kind of came to the conclusion of, like, it might not even happen. It just might not happen. Like, the Rockies are, I've never seen a sports team that bad. And I don't understand how they can just go from, like, because they weren't, I mean, they were bad last year, right? But they weren't, like, getting 21 runs put up on them bad, right?
I
don't follow the Rockies that closely, so. But still, I look at that just organization, and it's like, how did you get to this point? They're on pace for, like, 24 wins right now, I think. Something like that, out of 162.
They fired their manager, bench coach, right? All that. Judge is amazing. He had two more hits last night.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's...
And he is amazing. On top of that, he is incredible.
Did you see the slide last night?
Ooh, I did not see the slide. I actually went to bed and was 1-1 last night.
I don't know what player it was, but he slid into home and, like, his ankle was like...
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah. That was Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay.
So I saw it this morning, but I did not see the replay because they said, we're not going to show you the replay. So I didn't see the replay.
You don't want to see it.
Okay.
It's his ankle was pointed in a very unnatural direction.
Okay. All right. Because I do know that was something that happened. I saw that. Now, the other thing last night, speaking of this, the Jason Tatum injury. Terrible. Terrible. Right? I mean, at this point, do we know if it's Achilles? I have not been on top of everything this morning. Has anyone said that?
Is that just like a right leg injury?
Okay. It has to be Achilles, right? I mean, just by the way it was,
yeah, everybody's
reacting,
way
he was holding it, his emotion, the non-contact nature of it that we've seen before, right? It looked like Jason Tatum, yeah. I mean, it's a bad injury. If he did tear his Achilles, he could be out for all of next year, is what I read. Like, that's possible. The NBA offseason is not long. I mean, they're back at it, October preseason, November games. It's not that long, actually. Like, if you go all the way to the finals, which maybe the Celtics won't now, but if you go all the way to the finals, you're playing into June. It's 3.5 months. I don't know what just happened in this studio, but all the lights went off. Are we still on the air?
Yes, they're testing the lights. I just didn't...
Wow.
I didn't think it was going to be that abrupt. That was crazy. So now we're doing radio in the dark.
The lights just went off in the studio. And I literally had no idea for just a second or two if we got knocked off the air. But you're right. There's people walking around here I've never seen before. And they were in the engineering room earlier. And so they must be, like, doing something to test.
Yeah, it's something like testing the light.
Okay.
They came in here and they were like, oh, the lights might shut off. And I'm like,
oh, well, there you go. Now it just came back on. Let there be light. All right, here we go. So the schedule release, and oh my gosh. So I did just tweet out, the NFL has decided to go with the high school senior portrait look for this year's schedule release graphics. I'm telling you, Bo Nix, this is a senior portrait. Take a look at it. What do we think so far? There's so many things I want to say about this schedule release that I don't even know where to start. Number one, I have to start somewhere. I'll say this. We have no idea any Bills game yet. Not one. There has not been one Bills leak, which is incredible. A, leak, or B, just like announcement from the NFL. We thought we'd get an announcement in some capacity on maybe the Today Show yesterday, but that was pushed. It's got to be tomorrow. Josh is going on tomorrow. Josh Allen is going on the Today Show tomorrow. Now, that's been apparently confirmed because it was said last Friday that he was going on the Today Show on Monday. Then we learned this it might not happen. So it didn't happen for whatever reason, scheduling. So he is going on tomorrow. What does that mean? Does that mean the Bills and Josh Allen? Is Josh Allen revealing that the Bills are playing? It's got to be an NBC game. Week one, Sunday night? Are they playing the Christmas weekend night game on Peacock? There's a fly in the ointment with that theory that I have to get to. Are they playing maybe Sunday night, Christmas weekend? Are they playing what? Ooh, who has the Thanksgiving night game? Is that NBC? I think it might be. That's still out there. It's a possibility. We have no idea yet what's happening with the Bills' schedule. And I have to be super honest. I actually love it. I love it. I know a lot of you don't. I love the intrigue. I love waiting. In fact, I don't mind getting a few pieces here. I don't like when I know the full schedule before it's like, bam, here it is. There's a certain game you play, and I play it too. Okay, ooh, let's try and piece this together. It's a puzzle. I love that. But when I was a kid, and when a lot of you were, before the NFL made this whole week something, before they made this big deal out of the schedule just kind of showed up one day. It's like, oh, here it is. Here's the Bills' schedule. And even if you knew the opponents, it just kind of happened. Bam, there it was. Then the NFL said, well, you know what? We can make this a little bit more of a TV thing. And then social media. Oh, we can make this a little bit more for social media. And then we're going to move it to May because we're going to own the calendar a little bit more. Yeah, we know how we got here, right? Maybe a lot of you hate that. I don't mind it. What I don't love is when I get like everything all at once. I like these little crumbs and little pieces to try and fill them in. And I actually kind of do enjoy the suspense, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's kind of cool for me because it gives content to talk about and keep thinking about. Oh, wait a minute. There were no Bills there. So that's number one. Like I guess in a way I'm middling it a little bit because I don't mind putting it together, but I actually like the suspense of it. If you found out a Bills game today, that'd be cool. I don't want to find out like all of them before it's just put in front of my face. In fact, it's kind of, I guess the way I'd say it is it's kind of anticlimactic for me when we get to Wednesday at 7 p.m. and I know the whole schedule. Yep, I know the exercise, it's fine, and I got to be a part of it, I got to do it, and I'm a reporter, and I love the schedule and the puzzle piece of it, but I actually like having a bit of a mystery for a lot of the schedule. So we know the Bills are not playing internationally. Will, thank you, Will. Getting connected with our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. He said, the radio feed cut out for like a half a second, but everything is good. Thank you, Will. That could have been me literally just turning off my mic, though, and coughing. He said it cut out for just a second. I'm glad we're still with you. We know the Bills are not playing internationally because the international games have been announced, except for one. But we know they're not playing in that game because it's at the Chargers and the Bills don't play at the Chargers this year. So the international games have been released. The only one that hasn't been released, we know, because it's kind of out there already, unless there's some real bait and switch going on here, which I don't think. The one we don't know officially, but we know, wink, wink, is Chiefs at Chargers, week one, Friday night in Brazil. I'm surprised the Chargers didn't protect that game. And what I mean by that is I had no idea, despite all my talks with Mike North over the years. I guess it's something the NFL didn't want out there, but now it's out there and people are reporting on it and people know it. It's kind of public now that teams can protect two games from being their international game when they're the home team. So for the Chargers, they did not protect the Chiefs. Guess what that means? The Chiefs are going to be at the Chargers Friday, September 5th. This is on the heels of Cowboys at Eagles Thursday, September 4th. So we know now Thursday night football is Cowboys at Eagles. We know Friday night, this is week one. We know now Friday night football is Chiefs at Chargers. What we don't know is week one Sunday night football and week one Monday night football. And I still think the Bills are very, very possible they could be the week one Sunday night game. We'll see if that's what Josh is going on today's show to reveal or talk about. Okay, internationally though, all this talk about the Bills possibly going to Ireland, could they do it? It was always, yeah, it's possible. I don't think so. To me, it was always about maybe a 10 to 15% chance. There was a time period where I thought maybe a little bit more of a chance. If the Steelers said we definitely are not having the Packers there, we'll protect them, that it might lead you to the Bills. But as I had said going back weeks ago, from my understanding, the NFL would rather not put Josh Allen, the league MVP, at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Like, that just doesn't work for them. Still was possible, but it would be more like, let's not do that. So what did they choose to do? They choose to put J.J. McCarthy at Sunday 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning against, I guess, Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. We knew the Steelers would be there anyway. And then, so the Vikings. The Vikings are going to Dublin. But what's different this year is they're going there week four, Sunday, September 28th. They're staying all the way to the next week, and they're playing as another road team, road game, against the Cleveland Browns in London. So you got now the Vikings doing what the Jags did last year, and even I think last couple of years, which is play a game and stay a week and play another game. But this time, the Vikings are the road team in both games. Vikings are going to London week four to play, going to Dublin to play the Steelers week four, staying and playing in London week five against the Browns. Then the NFL goes back to London the next week, week six, but this is Broncos at Jets. Then again in London, week seven, now you get your Jags game. This is the Rams at the Jags. Man, the Rams. They're a team that's going to be going to Australia next year. We know that. They're going to Hawaii for their mini camp. They're going to London this year for a game. They're getting a lot of frequent flyer miles. Berlin, November 9th. In Berlin, Falcons at, quote-unquote, Colts. Colts are the host team. That's a just interesting matchup, right? Kind of two teams that are a bit nondescript in a lot of ways. But they'll be the first ever game in Berlin. And then, if you're the Miami Dolphins, if you're a Dolphins fan, you kind of got to be a little bit pissed, right? Because their Spain game on November 16th is Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. That's a game that if I'm a Dolphins fan, I want to see Jaden Daniels in my stadium. That's a good team coming to my stadium. Believe me when I tell you, the Dolphins don't have the best home field advantage. Far from it. But a game like that, you could get a crowd, and you could get a good look at a really great young player. I think from a fan perspective, that would kind of suck. So Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. Vikings at Steelers in Dublin. Vikings at Browns in London. Broncos at Jets in London. Rams at Jags in London. Falcons at Colts in London. In Berlin. Falcons at Colts in Berlin. Commanders at Dolphins in Madrid, Spain. That is your international slate. The Bills will not play internationally this year. You can chime in on that if you love that or you hate that. At 803-0550. And we also know the Bills are not playing Christmas night. This is one that's really been going back and forth. I figured, you know what? Oh, by the way, I just said it. I said Rams had frequent flyer miles. As soon as I said that, Adam Schefter must be listening to the Extra Point Show. He just tweeted out a graphic of miles traveled this year. What teams will travel the most miles? And now that we know that the international games and the locations of all the games. I don't think there's any games now we don't know the locations of, right? All the games we know the locations, even though we don't know the dates. Okay, so this is right. The Rams and the Chargers actually have the most miles traveled this year. 34,000 and 37,000. I want you to compare that to the Bills. Okay, you haven't seen this graphic yet, right? Okay, Josh. The Chargers lead the league with 37,000 miles traveled this year. The Rams, 34,000. Both teams are going overseas. Let's compare that to the Bills. They're not going internationally. How many miles do you think the Bills are traveling total?
Let's go 20,000.
A lot less.
A lot less?
Yep.
Okay. 10?
Very good.
Exactly.
10,546.
Oh. Wow. Huh.
The second fewest of any team in the NFL.
Really?
Which has got to be great. If you're a coach, you love that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm the Bills coaching staff, I'm the Bills sports science department, I am looking at this graphic and going, this is great.
It does make sense because the farthest west you go this year is Houston. Huh. Wow.
That's right. That's exactly
Who's
right.
Who's the fewest?
Only one team below them. That is the Bengals at 8,700.
Whoa.
The Bengals also not playing internationally, obviously. How far up the list do you have to go to get an international team? Bengals, Bills, Ravens, no. Lions, no. Bears, no. Packers, no. Browns, yeah. Okay, here you go. The Browns are on this list at 15,000 and the Steelers at 15,000 each. You have to go that far up to get the international game. A team playing internationally. Bills have the second fewest miles traveled this year, 10,546. So normally, I join, and every day almost, I join Chauvin the Bulldog in the afternoon. And Mike and I talk a lot of schedule. We talk schedule all year. We love the schedule. We're both kind of schedule nerds like that. We do it. We put it together and think about it. We could talk about schedule whenever. Well, today, we are reversing roles. Yes, I'll still be on with Mike and Chris later, but Mike Shope's going to join me at 11 a.m. today. So Mike's going to join me at 11 a.m. We're going to talk schedule from his perspective and a little fantasy football, right? Why not? Mike was telling me how, like, this is the week where they're doing a lot, some more of their stuff with fantasy. Like actually what he said was, this is the schedule release makes a difference, like, for people with fantasy and how they're looking at best ball, especially for week 17. I totally get it, but we'll do a little fantasy, mostly schedule with, Mike Shope coming your way at 11 a.m. So Mike's going to be a guest here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What do you think? What are you looking for? Anything specific with the Bills schedule? I think it's crazy. We don't know anything yet. Nothing with the Bills schedule. Not a single drop. We know they're not playing Christmas night. Christmas night is the senior portrait of the Broncos at the Chiefs. So we know that. There is a possibility of Christmas Day for the Bills. I am here to tell you, I don't think that's going to happen. Just from things I've heard, sure, it's possible. The NFL could kind of go in a different direction, but from piecing things together, things I've heard, I don't think the Bills are playing Christmas Day at all. I don't think they'll get one of those two games. Just saying, it could happen. I haven't nailed it down, confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure that's not happening. I do think the Bills could play one of the night games that weekend. Even Saturday night, a pool of games that's going to be put out there and they'll pick one. Or Sunday night, December 28th. I also think Thanksgiving night is in play here still a little bit. It doesn't seem like, we already know it's not going to be Thanksgiving Day and you're not going to get Cowboys or Lions because we don't even know the Thanksgiving opponents yet. None of them, right? We know it's not at Detroit. The Bills don't play against them this year. We know it's not at Dallas. The Bills don't play against them this year. But it could be a Thanksgiving night game. They could still get that. We know they're not playing Black Friday. I like that. I wouldn't love playing the Black Friday game, to be quite honest. I think Black Friday is a nice day to kind of have off and kind of sit back, watch the other game that's on, not have to be a part of it, work it. All right, so what else are you saying about this? No, so, no. Yes, I know. Somebody, Cruiser, Christmas night game already announced. So Bills would be on Christmas games. They're not going to be on it because I just said I don't think so. But yes, I know that. Michael tweets in, I'm just waiting for the first Bills game to leak out. It should happen today. I agree. I don't know. .803/0550. Any thought you have in the schedule, I don't care. Tell me if you love it, you hate it. Is this all too much talk for it? Are you into it? Do you build your life around it in the fall? Do you have to wait to know when you're going to even plan a wedding, for crying out loud? I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. I get asked all the time, can you do this coming up in September? Can you do this coming up in October? And I'm like, I don't know the Bills schedule. Like, I would love to say yes. You got to wait till that comes out. So literally, like, this is the week where I will start putting together my own personal life schedule a lot more in the fall because I'll know my professional schedule and what's going on with the Bills. Maybe you're the same way. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio along with you. It is schedule release day eve here in Buffalo and around the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We were just doing the miles travel thing. Josh and I were looking up. Josh said the furthest west the Bills go is Houston. That's correct. And I said, but I think Miami could be farther. It's not. It's only 100 miles shorter, actually. But the two furthest trips for the Bills this year are Houston and Miami. 1,400 miles to Houston, 1,300 miles to Miami, give or take. Let's see. I'm trying to Bills travel second fewest miles this year. I was just tweeting out something about this. NFL coaches in general love this shorter travel schedule. Okay. It doesn't mess up with routine. Because think about it. Is Houston the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills play in? I think so, right?
I think Atlanta might be considered central.
No, it's not. Atlanta is in the Eastern time zone.
It is?
Yes. What's the time in Atlanta right now?
Oh, I guess it is Eastern. Yes. I didn't know, because like if you've ever driven to Nashville, mm-hmm. like an hour, not even before you get to Nashville, the time changes. And I didn't know where that all lined up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I guess it would depend on what route you go. But right. No, sure, Atlanta's in the Eastern time zone.
Atlanta is far
Okay, so,
east.
Well, we're Cincinnati's East, right? Time zone?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's when I always get tripped up on. Cincy and Indy are always the ones I get tripped up
on. Yeah, so similarly with that drive to Nashville, I've done that a few times, and it's like when you're driving, when you get into Tennessee is when you switch into the...
Cincy's actually at home. I'm sorry, anyway. It doesn't matter. Cincy's at home.
Oh, right.
But yeah. I was looking at the home, but yes. So, all right. So, let's start this over. Houston is the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills will play in this year. Correct? What's the time in Houston right now? Just to make sure. There should be Central time.
Yeah, it should be 9.
Yeah, it is 9:35 right now.
Yeah.
Nine. Okay. So, Houston is the only non, and the other ones are Eastern time zones. Miami's Eastern, obviously. New England, Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Carolina, and Cleveland. Bam. And they're not going international play in these games. And the Bills will have... So that's it. The Bills literally have... You think about it this way. The Bills literally have the entire schedule, 1 hour time zone difference game in the whole... They're not even traveling two time zones. One. That's it. For one game. Crazy. This is something NFL coaches love, by the way. Something NFL coaches love. To have the... fewest miles. Now, I'm sure that in a lot of ways, like people in the organization, like, yeah, it's cool. Go over there. And the business side of it would love to kind of market the team in different places. But when you're talking about routine, not having a really long way to go, it's beautiful. What does the Bills week one schedule look like? Because I think that's what a lot of people are into here in Buffalo and thinking about all the time is the home opener, right? Like, what does the home opener look like? Even if it's not week one, it might be week two. What's the home opener? First of all, I'd say this. Do you prefer, Josh, the Bills to open at home or on the road?
I don't really know.
Do you have like a preference throughout your life watching and going to games?
I don't really know if it matters. I do like the home games early because obviously like the weather is
yes,
like
100%.
End of the summer weather, which is nice. But honestly, like it doesn't really matter to me. But I do like a home opener at 1 o'clock. That's something that I've always appreciated. Like, I know that now the Bills have gotten better. It's like we don't have as many 1 o'clock games anymore. So,
okay, who would be a good home opener at 1 o'clock this year? Who would be? Last year was Arizona. And I was thankful for that. I liked that. That was a good opener.
Yeah.
After the previous 2 years going on the road at night, like LA, at the, right? They went to LA a couple years ago and then they went to the Jets, right? That Monday night game. Last year getting home 1 o'clock. Now, a few years ago, they played home 1 o'clock Steelers and lost. And that stunk.
Yeah.
But I thought last year, hey, this is great. Get an NFC team you don't see a lot of. Home, 1 o'clock. It wasn't the nicest day. It was like 62 degrees or something like that.
It was like kind of weirdly cloudy, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so, it looked like it was like overcast, going to rain all day.
Yeah.
I think if you want to stay in the vein of the NFC, have the Saints come here.
I was thinking about that.
It's like, got 1 o'clock game written all over it.
If you have the Saints coming to Buffalo week one and with their quarterback situation, the Bills might be the biggest favorite on the board that week, right? I think they'd be the biggest favorite on the board.
That's if you're going to do a 1 o'clock game. If you don't do 1 o'clock, then there's obviously lots of other options. But
yes.
If you're going to do 1 o'clock, I think week one, it would be the Saints.
I think there's only three options if you go 1 o'clock at home. Maybe four. The only three. To me, would be the Saints, the Patriots, and the Jets. That's it. I think if you do any other home game, if the Bills, without knowing time right now, if the Bills open at home week one at 1 o'clock, I think the only three teams you would put there in that time slot are Saints, Patriots, or Jets. Ooh, I guess maybe Buccaneers? Could do Bucks. Bucks feel like they're a little bit juicier, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Baker's better than...
Yeah.
Expected.
That was a night game a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
So one thing I'm going to ask Mike Shope when he comes on at 11 o'clock, I'll ask you this right now. Josh Schmidt, producer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you go back to 2 years ago, Josh, do you remember the Bills schedule 2 years ago? It was kind of interesting where suddenly the Bills, we find out, are playing night games against the Broncos and the Bucks. Remember that? We're like, whoa, where did that come from? They also had the Giants. Didn't they have three night games in all that year? Giants came.
The 2023 season, you're saying?
2023. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It was
Bucks.
Broncos, Bucks, and
Giants.
Giants. Yeah, I thought there was one. Maybe there, no, yeah, you're right. There was just
the unless three. There was one flex later or no. Let me see.
Oh, the Philly game.
Hold on here.
Wasn't that at night?
No. No, that's on the road, though. I'm talking about home.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about at home. In 2023, the Bills played. There was a London game there. Okay, Giants at home at night, week 6. Buccaneers at home at night, week 8. Broncos home at night, week 10. And then...
Oh, I was at that game. That was the too many men on the field game.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. So, okay, that was it. So, anyway, my point is this. Giants, you can understand. Big market, Buffalo, New York, right? When the schedule came out, weren't we all kind of like, wow, I got the Broncos and the Bucks at home games at night? Like, weird. Okay, I'm going to refer to something Mike North said in our podcast, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And by the way, today would be a great day to go listen to that if you want. You want to learn about the schedule, how it gets done. You want clues. You want to do your own mock schedule. Go listen to Matt Bove and I interview Mike North from last month on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. You can go to my YouTube page, at Sal Sports. You can find it right there. And I think you'll love it. But I keep referring back to and thinking about conversations I had with Mike on this podcast. Mike said something really interesting, Josh. He said, back years ago, when we would put the Bills on a primetime game, they didn't get a lot of them, of course. You'd have to kind of do it against a team that everybody wanted to go see because people didn't want to see the Bills necessarily, right? Like, the Bills weren't that good. Didn't have an MVP quarterback. So you'd put them against the Cowboys. You'd put them against the Patriots. Those were always... Now, it's flipped. If there's a team, they're like, yeah, you know what? We should get that team on primetime once. Put it against the Bills because people will go to watch the Bills. Who cares who the opponent is? I think you got to look at that now for this. And then I keep thinking, okay, who would be a good under-the-radar primetime game for the Bills that nobody's thinking about that all of a sudden it could happen tomorrow? Home or away, by the way.
Ooh, okay, that might change my answer.
Home or away.
Well, if it's home only, I would say the Patriots because everything going on there with Drake May getting better, Stephon Diggs going to New England, Mac Hollins going to New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it's not as under-the-radar, but I think that one would be a sneaky good game.
I don't disagree. If you're looking at it from an NFL lens, they've done Dolphins. That wouldn't be an under the radar. That's like normal. They do that, right? Bucks again could be a team like that. But again, as you just said, they kind of resonate. So
yeah.
Would we be stunned?
I think the
Patriots would be a good one there.
When was the last Patriots night game? Was it the Wind game?
No.
Or the Perfect game?
It was the Perfect game.
The Perfect
same
game.
Year.
That's right. Yeah, the same year. But still, you had two back-to-back ones, and then you haven't had one since. So...
Okay, like but what about away? Patriots would fit this away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But
I'm going to give you one. I think Carolina could fit this.
I was going to say Carolina, too. Because Carolina is another team kind of like the Patriots, but in a lesser extent of, like, second-year quarterback. Is he going to improve?
Third year now.
Or third year, right.
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously with the Patriots, there's a lot more hope there, a lot more promise. But with the Panthers, it's still, hey, this guy was a first overall pick. It's Bryce Young. What's he going to do now? Like,
yeah, and... There's a lot of storylines between Buffalo and Carolina.
Right, all the
connections. With McDermott and Bean, with Dan Morgan, right? GM over there. There's a lot of storylines and connections. And, oh, by the way, I mean, I don't know if the NFL would care this much about it. There is a huge Buffalo displaced population in Charlotte, right? Like, I don't know if the NFL would care about that, but they'd probably be like, oh, that'd be good theater to see all those, to have that crowd.
I think they would. I think that makes perfect sense for them to be like, yeah, this is, like, where we want this game to be. I think that makes a lot of sense for the away game would have to be the Panthers. If you're going to do a night one and you got to tie somebody to the Bills.
Okay, what about Atlanta?
Yeah, I still think that'd probably be second just because of the fact that like it's the same kind of situation of what's going on in the quarterback room of, you know, is it going to be Kirk Cousins? Is it going to be Michael Penix?
It's going to be Penix.
It is, but, you know,
it's gonna be Penix,
where is Kirk Cousins going to be? Is he going to be on the sidelines or is he going to get traded?
I don't know, right, but I don't think that's the reason why you put that game on Monday night, or I mean on a night game, if it's Monday night, Sunday night, Bills at Falcons, the quarterback for them, because I think it's Penix. I don't think they care about Cousins, but I do think it's the kind of team that has a little bit of juice because of everything you said and you could still say, okay, that fits, right? Bills could go there prime time. They could do that. The one team that keeps sticking out to me, but I could make a great case for Houston. But they didn't even make it prime time last year, and that was with Diggs.
Yeah. Houston, to me, is one of those teams this year where I don't think the NFL knows what to do with them. Because
that's a good point.
Because they're just at this weird point of like, hey, they had a great year 2 years ago, and then last year they just kind of let everybody down. Like, it was just a big flop, and then they lost Diggs. They don't have him anymore. Like, Tank Dell, that's all that unfortunate situations where he gets hurt again, and it's just like, you know, what are they going to do with Houston? I think that's kind of what they were looking at. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston has a lot of 1 o'clock games this year and no primetime games.
All right, so I got a text here from someone, a friend of mine named Bill. Bill said, can you explain, when you get a chance, how these teams can hold two games and what that means? It's not hold, it's protect. It's protect two games. Okay, what it means is this. If you are, okay, this is for Bill and everybody else. If you are hosting an international game, so the Jags in London, the Steelers in Dublin this year, right? The Browns in London this year. If you're the host team, you have a home game that's being shipped overseas. Apparently, and this is new to learn, but it is true, you could take two of your away opponents, two opponents coming to your place and saying, those two games are not going over there. We're playing them in our stadium. So in this case, the Steelers can say, you're not taking the Packers over to Dublin. You're not taking the Bills over to Dublin. Or they could say, you're not doing the Ravens. You're not doing the Browns. I don't think you should have to protect two division games anyway because they generally don't do that. But we are seeing that happen now because the Chiefs are playing at the Chargers. The Chargers did not protect the Chiefs game. So the Chiefs and Chargers are playing in Brazil because the Chargers didn't protect that game. So that's how it works. I hope that explains it, Bill, and everybody else. That's what it is. It's just the international games that teams can say, we're protecting two of these games on our schedule from going over there. 803-0550 if you have any questions or comments about the NFL schedule. What are you looking for? What are you not looking for? Do you love it? Do you hate it? All this stuff that's going on about it. We'll take your phone calls. Anything that you're looking forward to or not here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a terrific Tuesday, which is the eve of NFL schedule release. Josh Allen on the Today Show tomorrow, most likely revealing something about the Bills, which we have no idea yet, any Buffalo Bills game. And I kind of like that a lot. Man, here at WGR Sports Radio 550, Odyssey, Buffalo, WBEN, everywhere, we love talking schedule release. And coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Yes, we love it. Love talking about it. I'll be on tomorrow morning right here, 8 o'clock. Before that, I'm going on WBEN at 7:50 for all you news listeners. I mean, we want you to listen here. But if you're bumping around, you're listening to the news, I'll be on WBEN at 7:50. I'll be on WGR at 8 o'clock next day. Same thing. WBEN at 7:50. WGR at 8 o'clock. We got your schedule release covered. We got web stories going on. Everything. Whatever you need to know. It's all going on here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Love it. NFL schedule release. So we'll see what the NFL has in store for the Bills. Let's get to some tweets here that have come in. Let's see. Thank you. Yes. Oh, this is great. I just tweeted out about how the Bills have the second fewest miles traveled in the entire league. But then Frozen Buffalo, thank you, Frozen Buffalo, said, Sal, you mean until the Super Bowl in San Francisco, which is true. That is the storyline this year, right? Like Josh Allen, Super Bowl near his hometown in San Francisco, not far there from where he grew up, and trying to get back there. NFL MVP. I think that's the kind of the story here for the Bills. Julio says, we have had hard travel schedules in the past, so it is a pleasant change to have less travel time. Yep. No, I think, teams love this. Teams love it. Having a little bit of travel. 803-0550 if you want to get on board. We got a question here from Lee in Buffalo before we get to Mike Shope at the top of the hour, so let's do that now. Hi, Lee. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Sorry, I was just drinking my coffee when you asked me that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Question. I ran into a Steelers fan, and I think it's a disgrace. He said the Steelers are waiting for one of those quarterbacks next year. And to me, that sounds like tanking. Did you ever think maybe the NFL might go to like what the NBA and the NHL does, a draft lottery, so that these teams don't tank? Because I think tanking is probably one of the craziest things. You're in this business to win. Why would you want to tank?
So, a few things, Lee. Number one, I agree 100% with you. I think the NFL should have a draft lottery. I've said it many years. What really got me there was the year that Peyton Manning missed due to injury, and the Colts clearly were not trying to win games just so they could get Andrew Luck. You know what I mean? Remember that? And they did.
Yes.
And they got Andrew Luck. So I'm with you. I think the NFL should have a draft lottery just like all of these other. I don't know how to do it. There's a lot of discussion about that. If you wanted to do it, we could go down that road. But I agree with you. I don't think the Steelers are tanking. I do think they want to sign Aaron Rodgers. And even if they don't, that is not what they do. They are typically a team they always are trying to win. So no matter what Steelers fan told you that, I don't think that's true at all. They might want one of those quarterbacks. They're not going to try and lose. If they were doing that, they wouldn't still have T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick and Cam Hayward, all older guys on defense. They're still trying to win. I see the point, but I do agree with you 100% in what you're saying. I think the NFL should go to a draft lottery, yes. I think it would prevent that. It just shouldn't happen. And we've seen teams do it, and what got me there was when the Colts basically did it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't like teams tanking. I don't like how, like, your project, like, for instance, last year, if I'm correct, if I remember, New England won the final game against the Bills, and all of a sudden Gerard Mayo gets fired.
I know, right?
Because he won that game.
Well, I don't think that's why he did, but there was a lot of speculation. I think they knew they wanted Mike Vrabel, and that's why he got fired. But yeah, there was a lot about that. If you remember at the end of the year last year, it was not only them winning, but even remember when the Giants beat the Colts, and that kind of was like, oh my God, what happened? And the Giants cost themselves maybe the number one pick. So, coaches never tank. Coaches don't do it. Players don't do it. Organizations might want to, but Lee, good call. Yes, I would be in favor for an NFL draft lottery. I've always said that. All right, 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Mike Shope on the way next.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
So we have a little bit of schedule release news, but in a totally different realm than what we normally have. Just need to clarify some things and something going on here. I have been told Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen will not be appearing on the Today Show tomorrow. However, the network, NBC, and the Today Show are working on having him sometime down the road. It will not happen tomorrow. So Josh Allen is not going on the Today Show tomorrow. They are working on having him at some point down the road. I just tweeted that out at Sal Sports. Also, I just saw that Melissa Holmes has tweeted the same thing, essentially. So there you go. Okay, going to get to Mike Shope here in a minute. We're going to talk NFL schedule, and coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Mike Shope going to be joining me right here on the West Her Hotline. We're going to talk schedule release with Mike, so we welcome him in right now. Normally, we talk Mike, when he's asking me the questions, but I'm going to ask you the questions, Mike. Thanks for joining me today, Mike. I always appreciate talking with you about the NFL schedule. Generally, it's the other way around. Like, I'm on your show, we talk a lot about it, but I figured I'd ask you some questions about the NFL schedule, so thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. It's one of my favorite subjects. This morning, I also have my podcast where myself and three others will babble on about trends and fantasy drafts for 2 hours. So I maybe like 1A, 1B, as far as my favorite things to talk about.
Who knows? While we're on the air here, we could get some more, you know, schedule announcements or leaks or whatever. But they're starting to come in. And now that we're talking, it's really good timing because we just learned this morning the entire international slate. Now, I shouldn't say that. It hasn't been officially announced about the Chiefs, I believe, being the opponent against the Chargers, but it's pretty much out there. But everything else is official, and no Bills international. What did you think for the last couple months about the Bills possibly playing international in Dublin or maybe even in London against the Browns?
I always sort of like those games, and so I wouldn't be traveling to them. You would be, and fans would be, and I think that that's kind of a special opportunity where, you know, we sort of grew up, if you were an avid fan, imagining perhaps dreaming about going to see the Bills, whoever, in every stadium or as many as you could, those one time in 8 year opportunities that how it used to be to see them in Lambeau Field or wherever. So to see them in Madrid or Dublin or Brazil would be, you know, amazing in that context. But, you know, it's also not everybody's sort of routine to see them play. Not all those games are going to be 9:30 in the morning. And so that's different. I guess I didn't really care too much one way or the other. You were saying how you thought it was possible that they could get that Steeler game, but ends up being that the Vikings will play back-to-back, which is interesting. I could see the trade-off there, Sal, where they play 2 weeks in a row in Europe. You know, that's a long time. We've talked about with the Bills and the Jacksonville game a few years ago, how maybe Jacksonville had an advantage being acclimated, having been over there already. And, you know, also in this way, the Vikings won't have to go to Pittsburgh or Cleveland. So a chunk of their road schedule is basically neutered by this, neutralized.
We've learned over the last, you know, few weeks, I didn't know this for sure. I've never gotten this intel or information from Mike North, having him on the podcast for all these years. But then when it started to come out and I kind of said, okay, wait, what's going on here? It was confirmed. Teams can protect two games from going international if they are the home team. Let's just kind of hypothesize here. Do you think the Steelers protected the Bills game from going over there?
I don't know their whole list, so maybe.
Well, it's their North opponents. Then you have the Bills, the Packers, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Seahawks.
Possible. Teams' incentives would be different.
Yes.
Like, the Chargers reportedly protected two games that were not division games. Mm-hmm. Hence, the Chiefs end up going to be their opponent at a neutral site in Sao Paulo. So maybe, I think we knew that Green Bay was going to be protected, right? Because Mark Murphy from Green Bay said, we're not going. We know that we're not going. So that's probably what happened there. But, you know, some teams would want to prevent having the visiting team's fans just sort of take over their stadiums. If Tennessee, I wonder if Tennessee had an international game, they would have wanted to have it be the Bills so that they wouldn't have Nashville overrun by 50,000 Bills fans.
Right.
Incentives could be different, but it's hard to know.
So let's talk about week one, because we know the opener. First of all, what do you think about I didn't get a chance to talk. I was off yesterday after we kind of had that reveal. What do you think about the opener, Cowboys at Eagles?
I think it's okay. I mean, Dallas is Dallas. I liked the Washington idea and even the Rams. Detroit's on their home schedule too. But I have always had this feeling that those opening night primetime games don't have to be so good on paper. Like they're going to be hits already. So it doesn't have to be the best matchup. You wouldn't see the Super Bowl rematch necessarily be in that first game, although the Eagles play the Chiefs on the road. So that wasn't going to happen anyway. But Dallas, Philadelphia looks good every time. The uniforms are always the same. It's always green, Philadelphia in green and Dallas in white. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, right. We don't know the Sunday night game yet, week one, or Monday night game yet, week one. Josh Allen is going on to the Today Show on Wednesday morning. I wonder if that's going to be a reveal for week one Sunday night football. I think it's very, very possible. What do you think the chances are that is kind of why he's going on and the Bills being in that slot?
It's definitely possible. We ran with the idea that it would be around Christmas, most of our show yesterday. Whether they would announce the Peacock holiday exclusive, Sal,
right,
on the Saturday night or not. Bulldog seemed to remember that with the Chargers, they did specify the Peacock game. So maybe they would do that, maybe not. There's also the Sunday night. that week. There's the Hallmark movie. It could be the last regular season game at the stadium. Mm-hmm. It's week 17. So I would guess in that direction. You know, the Bills on week one on Sunday night would make sense. You've got the NFC on Thursday night. That's maybe Baltimore or Cincinnati on Sunday night, but I don't need it. I think there are, as always, tons of good choices available. And then the Monday night is that times 10 because the Monday night could be anything. I have a favorite for the Monday night, just up like a sort of a pet idea.
All right.
If you want it.
Yeah, I would love it.
Because it would be their NFL debuts, I like Jacksonville at Vegas for Hunter and Genty on Monday night. Vegas has played in that slot before.
Yeah.
And they've never been good during this, but they still get it. Pete Carroll's interesting. Jacksonville is not so interesting, but Hunter is. So I think, you know, those two guys playing their first game in the league against each other in Vegas out west. Although maybe that's better if there's two games in week one. And I guess we don't really know for sure, right? They have done that, but recently it's been weeks two and three where they've had doubleheaders.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. The NFL hasn't kind of specified that. It's actually one of the things that have been under wraps this year when they're doing those doubleheaders. They will have some of those this year. Going back to the Saturday weekend of Christmas, and I know I sent this to you yesterday, and you and Chris talked about it a little bit. What it says on the release is the Peacock Holiday Exclusive will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups. So I just don't think we're going to get a game that announced about that night. I think you're going to get the what we do every year. Here's five games that could be played at any time that weekend, and at some point we're going to be told which game that is at that night.
Maybe. It's just ambiguous enough for me to wonder because they don't say when they're going to make that selection.
That's true.
But, you know, it's a fair point for sure.
All right. So Mike Schoep, by the way, here on the Wester Hotline, we're talking schedule release for the Buffalo Bills. What would be if the Bills are the week one Sunday night home team? What do you think the best opponent there would be from the NFL's eyes, from NBC's eyes? Jeremy and I talked about either Ravens or Bengals here, and I think that's probably those are probably the two likely choices. Would you have a favorite that would go in that spot?
I think they're the only choices. Okay. Can't be Philadelphia or Kansas City anyway because they're already booked. For week one, I think Baltimore far outranks Cincinnati. Just the Jackson and Allen, they've been top two in MVP each of the last 2 years. Playoff rematch. I mean, that's a titanic game. I think for week 17, the Bengals could fit there. There's history with them too. And it's also kind of like around the date of the Hamlin game. And I just think Cincinnati would be in play for week 17. I think also the Dolphins would be in play for that game
100%.
Because end of the stadium or even the Jets, but the Jets could be so bad. I think if it's late, then more teams are in play. If it's week one, it's gotta be Baltimore. There's nobody else who would make it to Sunday Night Football week one. I think that's kind of why I don't think it's the Bills. Like I like, Detroit, Chicago with Ben Johnson.
Ooh,
or,
yeah.
You know, you could
the
put
Bears
the Ravens,
are getting a lot
you know.
Of love right now, and I think the Bears are going to be featured quite a bit this year.
Yeah, and the Eagles, we already know four of their games. Are they that interesting? Like, is Philadelphia so interesting that we should know four of their games before, you know, Tuesday the sun comes up?
Super Bowl champs, big market, and there's just always seems to be drama with them, right? Personalities.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're not, if I may, they're not the Chiefs for me. Like, Kansas City is more like, they're sexier than Philadelphia.
All right, Mike. So 2 years ago, I think a lot of us were surprised by a couple of the primetime games the Bills got. They got a Denver game here at night. Yeah. They got a Buccaneers game here at night. If there's an under the radar Bills primetime game that we haven't talked about, a team like, you know what, like that could happen. Who would it be? And I say this also thinking back to the conversation with Mike North on the podcast, which is when he said, look, back in the day, we would put the Bills on primetime against a team that would carry the primetime. The other team was the anchor. Now the Bills can be the anchor. We could put somebody else there. And I think about that now.
I think I have a real, like, they can't be that confident with the schedule. Like, it's almost all going to be wrong.
Right.
But for me, the easy answer to this question is at Atlanta.
Ooh.
Atlanta is a big market. And they're interesting, I think, now with Michael Penix. They might not be bad. Buffalo at Atlanta on a Thursday or Monday night seems kind of perfect. So that would be my guess.
What about at Carolina? I've thought about them a little bit here too with Bryce Young. They started to play a little bit better as the season went on. There's a lot of connections between Buffalo, Carolina storylines, obviously, you know, with McDermott and Bean and all that.
They do have a night game a long time ago well, but I don't know. I just don't like it on paper very much. I think Carolina is interesting, but I think they have to go a level up first. There's also Tampa. New Orleans might be really bad, though they've been a Thanksgiving night game before with the Bills. I guess it's debatable, but Carolina is not even Atlanta to me.
The Thanksgiving night game you just referenced has not been revealed yet. I mean, we know the Bills are not playing on Christmas night. I don't believe they're going to play Christmas at all. It seems like that's the case. It still could happen. I don't think that's going to happen. We know they're not Black Friday. We know they're not Detroit Thanksgiving. We know they're not Dallas Thanksgiving. You do have that Thanksgiving night game, though, that I keep thinking about. Is that a possibility for the Bills?
I guess. I would ask you. I guess it is. That could be like the Steelers game. That could be even a home game. But I don't know. There's really no formula for that game. I mean, those have been NFC games. I think we might have had the Ravens-Steelers once, or maybe not. But we've had the Saints. We've had San Francisco-Seattle on Thanksgiving night. I feel like it could be anything.
Mike, what is your idea for an 18th game when the NFL eventually goes 18 games? This is going to happen. I just think it's a fait accompli. It's going to happen. What is your idea for how to do that?
I guess it probably has to be the inverse, if that's the right term for it, of what they're doing with the 17th game, which would be another first place team from the other conference, but home instead of away or vice versa. It would create a slight, continuation of the schedule imbalance in terms of strength of opponents. If the Bills were to play another first place team and say the Patriots were to play another last place team, but I don't know that the league would see that as bad. I mean, probably not. The bottom line is always the entertainment value of the product. Mm-hmm. And those 1v1 games are huge games. So if you had this year the Bills and the Rams or the Lions again, is that something the league would make an effort to avoid? No. I mean, Kansas City, same thing. I mean, you'd have another big matchup and, seven teams make the playoffs. I don't think the league would consider it too penal for the top teams. So I think that's probably what they'll do. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. But I do think, there's a discussion about the imbalance that you made. And even Mike kind of recognized that when we talked. And maybe it could be, instead of a first place team, maybe a second place team or a third place team, something like that, right? Where, you're still doing a crossover based on your finish, but it doesn't have to be the first place finish.
Well, really what they should do is let us decide, because we will just do it in the best interest of the sport. What would be, if I were the commissioner of a sports league, I would definitely have a hand in the schedule. These are the games I want to watch.
Yes.
So with football, you don't get, everybody doesn't play everybody every year like they have in all the other sports. I mean, all three other sports, baseball now, you get the Yankees get every National League team in their stadium and the Yankees go to theirs every year. So there's nothing left. There's no, intrigue in this way left. So football still has that, which I like. I always have liked the football schedule, how, you'd go years without seeing certain teams from the other conference. Now, again, that's changed with the 17th game. It probably will change further.
NHL schedule used to be a little bit more, you see teams a little bit more often. I liked the old schedule versus what they do now and the way they do it. Obviously, the playoff format I don't like. But I used to like growing up and knowing you'd see the Oilers would come to town maybe, twice a year, I think it was? Okay, once. Yeah, you'd go there once, they'd come here once, right? And then you'd play, obviously, division games. You'd play eight times.
Right. That's how it is now. They've changed it a lot. I mean, over the years, you used to have so many more division games than now. I mean, the Sabres played the Leafs three times. They didn't see Tampa until like March.
Right.
This year. So that's different, but it's still just the one home and away versus the West. They've tried everything. Hockey. I guess it's okay.
A couple of fantasy questions for you, if I may. I'd love to do that. All right. So you're involved in a lot of these leagues. You've been drafting. It's getting closer to time. I know you do all a whole different bunch of formats. Rookies. Lots of talk about these rookies this year. You're talking about Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. Who have been the hot rookies? How high have they been going? And kind of where's everybody putting a little bit more stock this year?
Yeah. The Dynasty format is so much fun, if anybody cares to know. Like, just being able to draft this time of year right after the NFL draft, and then you have your players year round and can make moves, you know, as opposed to the more traditional, just like August draft at the golf course and, you know, on from there, and then the season ends. Ashton Gentry is the number one pick in almost every format. I thought before we got to the rookie draft season that I would never see him not go first at all. And so far, that's still the case. Even in super flex leagues where quarterbacks have so much more value, Cam Ward does not go 101. Ashton Gentry goes 101 in every draft. So he is like up, he's up there with above Bijan Robinson. He's up there with Barkley when Barkley was a rookie for that kind of an interest, that kind of interest. Then 2-4 is in some order is always Omarion Hampton with the Chargers, Tet McMillan, Carolina, Travis Hunter. And then after that, it's just kind of pick your guy from like pick 5 to the end of the first round. You see RJ Harvey with his landing spot in Denver, which is very, you know, promising for him. Henderson in New England, Judkins in Cleveland, and then a few different receivers as well. Tight end premium formats, you'll see Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren, you know, sneak into that mix too. But really, you've got one tier is one guy, and then the second tier is three guys, almost always. And then after that, I think you, if you're in these kind of rookie drafts, most of which are over, you don't want to be picking at 5. You'd rather be picking at 10 because you'll get about the same player.
If you're in a just kind of regular week-to-week league, not dynasty, I know there was a trend a few years ago, just you kind of hold off on quarterbacks, then suddenly like Josh Allen was number, you know, 101 or 102. Where is it now with that? Like who's going early and when do you take quarterbacks?
So it's usually round
PPR leagues, by the way, I would say PPR too.
Usually round 3 at the earliest, sometimes late second for an Allen or Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels is right there too in that mix. But it's never like sort of the experts always kind of like scoff at the early quarterback thing. But, you know, like you said, like you get this insane production from those guys because of the rushing. You can't touch a quarterback as early as even round 3 if they don't. You can't touch Joe Burrow in the 3rd round because right. Like, he doesn't run. But Allen just gives you this incredible rushing potential. Lamar Jackson, 1,000 yards. I mean, come on. So it's almost like cheating. Even who's interesting this year, I think, is Justin Fields, because very few seem optimistic for him as a, you know, bona fide NFL quarterback. But the rushing ceiling is so high, and he's probably going to start all year for the Jets. So, you know, he's good value. And then there's Milroe, the rookie that Seattle took, if you think the Sam Darnold experiment might not go so well, especially for Dynasty, because his running is so elite, they say, too. But that's the key to the quarterback position, is making sure you get real production on the ground. And, you know, a few guys give you that.
The schedule, you said week 17 is really big in the fantasy community, right? For a lot of what you do.
In best ball, it is.
Yeah.
Where you're drafting and then you're not touching your team at all. Like there's no work to do.
Oh, yeah.
And those tournaments, you know, Best Ball Mania 6 pays out, I think, $2 million to first place. You've got to win your league through week 14 and then somehow win in other new groups weeks 15 and 16 to get to the finals. You'll have maybe 400 teams in the final. And you've got to kill it in week 17. So the most in best ball, the most important thing by far of the schedule release is who plays whom in week 17. And once that gets out tomorrow night, if not sooner, the hardcore, the sickos will flock to Underdog and start drafting based on those correlations. You know, if the Bills do play the Bengals on that Peacock holiday surprise or whatever it is, in week 17, then you're back to the Hamlin game where Buffalo and Cincinnati, yeah, two high octane offenses. You're going to want to include, you're going to want to have both teams, both the Bills and the Bengals in that case, on your represented on your roster, because you're hoping that that game ends up being, you know, explosive.
Mike, in a league that I've been in many years, we have had 12 teams for a long time. Apparently the vote is we're going to expand 2 more teams, go to 14. Trying to figure out the best way to do it. I had my suggestions. Right now we have 12 teams, only 2 divisions. Top 2 division winners make it by record, 2 division winners, and then 4 teams make the playoffs by points. What do you think the best format is for a 14 team league when it comes to divisions and playoffs?
You can do it the same way. I don't really like divisions because it's just a little bit more randomness than, mm-hmm, I think you need. I like a format where you have two outcomes every week. Your head-to-head score. I still like keeping that. You know, some people just are all about the points, but I still like head-to-head. Head-to-head is fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also in a 12-team league, top six in points get a second win, bottom six get a loss. Because mm-hmm. that takes some of the randomness out. And, you know, you could also just kind of like award playoff spots necessarily to most points. I think you said that's what you do. You could do that too. I don't think the changing the number of teams would matter to me in that. But divisions, you know, you get the weak division and that can, you know, be a big advantage. And that's pretty random.
You think that if you go to 14 teams, how many should make the playoffs?
The same, six. I wouldn't change that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Make it a little harder.
All right, I love it.
But if you use points, that's still fair. I mean, that's less likely that somebody's going to complain that, you know,
yep.
you're first in points against, but seventh in points and still make it.
I know.
Nobody wants that, except the team that gets it.
All right, so what do you got going on today? You do have something on every Tuesday. You have something. What is it?
ADP Chasing, which is probably airing on YouTube as we speak, is from 10 to somewhere between 11:30 and noon. It's, you know, it's a podcast and we just, it's flexible on when we wrap, but it'll go at least an hour and a half today. And then I'll be in with Bulldog at 3.
And then I'll join you later today if you'd like, and we'll talk a little bit more about the schedule. Mike Schoep, everybody. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
In that conversation with Mike, I did mention that I think it came up about Josh Allen in today's show. But just to clarify one more time for everybody out there, in case you're just tuning in, I know it's been out there and even they tweeted it and promoted it and confirmed it. It is no longer confirmed. Josh Allen will not be appearing on today's show tomorrow on NBC. However, the network and the show are working to have him on sometime down the road, whenever that is. So that will not happen tomorrow, but we'll still get the schedule tomorrow either way. With or without Josh Allen on today's show tomorrow, we're getting the NFL schedule. Thanks a lot to Mike Schoep right there. You can hear me with him today. We'll reverse roles again at 4 p.m. on WGR. We'll take a time out here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the schedule leaks, schedule releases, and what's happening with the NFL schedule release this week and tomorrow, especially here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here. Welcome back in, and everything you're talking about with the schedule, this Josh Allen thing is now kind of going crazy, but doesn't need to be. He is not going to be on the Today Show tomorrow, but that still doesn't take away from the fact the Bills could still have some sort of big reveal on the Today Show or any other network coming up tomorrow. Hey, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zarek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Speaking of golf, we are less than a week away from the Par for a Purpose down in Ellicottville. Double Black Diamond Golf Course. All right, now listen, May 19th, that's next Monday, you can join us. It's going to benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart and prizes. You got to go to WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. I'm going to be there in a foursome with Jeremy, Joe, and Nate. And you can hang out with us, talk sports, tell us you hate us on the radio. It doesn't matter. As long as you're there and participating, we are happy and grateful for you. Let's go to Mark in Northern California. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning, Sal. So, question for you: when you talk to Mike North, does he ever brought up the idea of aligning a like say a movie or TV series debut with a certain matchup that has some link to it? Because I have a thought on something coming up in October, and maybe this is a far fetched theory, but it's worth mentioning.
Well, I've never specifically asked him anything like this, but go ahead with your theory. What is it?
Well, Marvel Zombies is debuting in early October with Haley Steinfeld, and I'm wondering if they're, and that's on Disney Plus, so I'm wondering if they're going to, you know, close to that debut, if they're going to put a Bills game on a Monday night close to that debut.
I mean, it's possible, right? I mean, what is, so Disney would be what? ESPN, right? That's Monday night. Yeah.
Exactly.
So ESPN, Disney, Monday night. Mark, I would say this. That is, I've not heard anything like that before. I've never brought it up, but I'd be lying if I sat here and told you that I thought you were nuts, because I think that all of those things can always tie together, right? This is big business we're talking about. Cross promotion we're talking about, right? We see it all the time. You're watching an NFL game on Fox or CBS, and they're like, you know, this game brought to you by, and they bring out like a movie trailer or something, you know? I mean, this happens a lot. I wouldn't completely doubt it. All right. So when is that game going to be, or when is that movie coming out?
October 3rd, I believe. It's a series on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's a series on October 3rd. Okay. And yeah, maybe. Now, I would say this, though. The only issue I would say is when Josh was going to go on the Today Show, which he's not right now, that wouldn't tie into this, because that would be NBC, whereas this would be what you're talking about, ESPN/ABC. You know what I mean? But it still could tie in some way with them playing a Monday night game at that time of year and tying it in. So I like it. I like it, Mark.
Okay. And I'm also wondering too, if the, I don't think this is more as likely to happen, but would the Jets be the final opponent in the stadium? Cause they were the first opponent in the stadium.
Oh, I've always thought Patriots or Dolphins would fit more. And by the way, when we say final opponent, let's remember there's probably, let's hope, knock on wood somewhere, there's more final opponents, not just the regular season one. When I did talk, I will say this, Mark, when I talked to Mike North in the podcast you reference, I did ask him about this. He basically indicated in so many ways of saying it, like, yeah, they do think a little bit, it's not really top of mind, the opening opponent or the closing opponent in the final year of the stadium. it is so much more about the new stadium and when they think about who's opening that stadium. So I came away from our conversation thinking, I don't know if they're going to really think so much about it, but I do think it will be a division team or something that, you know, can kind of resonate a little bit more with the fan base.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
You got it. Good call. Good questions. I wonder, what are you looking for in the Bills? It is funny when people say, who will the final opponent be in Highmark Stadium? Well, those are two different completely answers. One is, who is the scheduled final regular season opponent, which the NFL has control over? And then there's the, who do they actually play in the playoffs, which we're all hoping to have playoff games, right? The only way they wouldn't is if they don't win the division. And, you know, that could possibly happen. But if they win the division, they're having a playoff game at home. If they get the one seed or two seed, they could have two playoff games at home, I guess even more than that. But, you know, different seed. But they could have multiple playoff games at home, like last year. So, you know, when you think about the final opponent at current Highmark Stadium, yes, I think the league at least is cognizant, based on my conversations with Mike North about that. But the way he described it was more like, well, we're not really thinking about that as much as we would definitely be thinking about who opens the new stadium. Think about that possibility. Let's just say the Bills finally do it. They get to the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. We're having a parade. Now we're talking about, how about this? Opening the new Highmark Stadium on Thursday Night Football Week 1 with a Lombardi Trophy ceremony and banner unveiling ceremony raising. Like, that would be amazing, right? That'd be the ultimate unbelievable start to the new stadium. I know a lot of the media was out there yesterday at the new stadium. We'll have Brayton Wilson on at some point to talk NHL draft and lottery. He's really good at, like, the prospects, NHL prospects, and also about his experience at the new stadium yesterday. I know a lot of the media was out there. I haven't been out there in quite a while. I'm sure I will at some point again, but I wasn't able to make it yesterday, and I know that several people I know Brayton was here from Odyssey, and a bunch of other people around, you know, the media, you've seen videos, and it just seems like it's coming together. I saw some seats, Josh, seats inside the new stadium. Saw those. The home opener is always, to me, the home opener has always been even more of a kind of, well, obviously this year, the closing home game, the final regular season game at Highmark Stadium means more than it ever has before, obviously. But the home opener's always meant something, always. So we'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. You want to jump on board here, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What are you looking for on the Bills' schedule? What do you want? What do you not want? I was thinking back a little bit. You know, the Bills are on primetime now a lot, obviously, right? And they were not on primetime for a long time. If you go back to the 1980s, it was just Monday Night Football, right? And then Sunday Night Football came in. There was an occasional Thursday night game. Then the 1990s, the Super Bowl years, there were some great, great games at this stadium during primetime. I remember I was at the Raiders game where they came back. Go watch it. 1990. Come back against the Raiders. And the Bills have, like, they're in the fourth quarter. Steve Tasker blocks a punt. I think it's Nate Odoms returns it for a touchdown. Big comeback in the fourth quarter. They had a big comeback against the Rams one year, a little bit that year before that maybe. Frank Reich before the actual big comeback, they had that one. Then another one against they had another big game against the Broncos here inside the stadium. Giants came 1990, I believe, maybe 91. Like, there was a lot of games that Bills wore a red helmet with a standing white buffalo in that game. There's been a lot of really cool primetime games over the years that the Bills have had inside this stadium. The first one I remember, though, the first primetime game I remember, and I don't remember watching the whole game, obviously, but I remember Bills-Dolphins, and some dude climbed the wire of the net where the goalposts are. And I bet you some of you listening out there go, oh, yeah, I remember that, too. I remember that. Let's see if I can find it on YouTube. Bills-Dolphins. Monday Night Football net. Let's see if I can find it here. I wonder if it's on. I'd have to go back and look. It was in the 1980s. But yeah, that happened. Some dude climbed the net. That's when Bills fans started getting this weird reputation, well before they have it now, of the social media stuff and the viral stuff and Bills Mafia out in the parking lot and all that. Let's go to John in Hamburg. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
I just drove by the stadium. I took a picture of it, and the glass is going in.
Man, that's amazing. Love it.
Oh, no, I know, right? Amazing is right.
How's it look? Look good to you?
Oh, yeah. Looks really good. I mean, I took it from where the Bills store is, but I got a it's closer than where, what's the name of that restaurant? It's behind the restaurant that it looks better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I get to wait. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. If you go down Southwestern right there, I think the where it looks. And also, it also looks different this time of year than it does in the fall when there's no leaves. Now there's leaves. So if you're driving down the 219, you can definitely see it coming out now. But if you have, you drive down there when there's no leaves, it looks, it's even bigger and right in front of your face more. We'll take a timeout. What's the first, I'll ask Josh this one. I'm going to give Josh time to think about this. And when we come back, I'll ask you, what's the first Bills primetime game you ever remember watching in any capacity, even if it's just a clip? We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hey, join Brian Cozio as he broadcasts live on Saturday, this Saturday from Batavia Downs Casino. 2 to 5 p.m., then celebrate Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest, inside the Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35 and include tequila samplings, $20 gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Sorry, fighting through this read right here. Also, real quickly, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for more details. Travis in Buffalo. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's going on, Sam?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for Let's Get Stupid. I know it's more of a Jeremy and Joe question.
Okay.
Statement, but what if, you know, because I feel like the Bills are definitely going to make the playoffs, right? That's just my opinion. What if we play our playoff games in the new stadium?
Because it's not going to be ready, that's why.
Ah, okay. So is there an end date for when it's actually ready?
Yeah, next July.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. You're not even getting in that stadium until next July, Travis. I mean, so yeah, that's not happening. There's no possible way any events are even happening until then. When it does happen, it won't be a football game to start. It's going to be something else. So, but yeah, that stadium's not opening until July of next year. Playoff games are in January. You're still 6 months out from an opening of that stadium. All right, what's your first primetime game to remember for the Bills?
Well, we were talking about this in the break, and as we talked about it, so I started getting more into it as I was a teenager.
Yes.
But my first memory is the Bills-Patriots primetime game when it was 25-6. That was when Derek Anderson started.
That's Josh Allen's rookie year. He's hurt.
You know who else was? I'm just looking at the stats.
LeSean McCoy lining up in Wildcat to open that game.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the stats of this, though. You know who the leading rusher for the Patriots was?
Damien Harris.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They used him in the backfield a lot that game. It was kind of unveiling him, and that's when Belichick's playing chess.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the leading rusher for the Bills, Chris Ivory. Yeah.
Chris Ivory. Well, listen, Chris Ivory, that year, Josh's rookie year, he had a big game against the Vikings, and that game Josh hurdled Barr. Remember that game? That Chris Ivory had like a big touchdown that game or a long pass.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All I remember from that game is the hurdle. I have a shirt with the picture of him hurdling over the guy. I bought that like the next week or something like that. Somebody made it.
What is what's in store for the Bills primetime in 2025? We will find out for sure tomorrow night. Maybe more comes out today. We'll have a lot more for you on that on WGR as the day goes on. Sabres live up next. One Bills live. They'll keep talking schedule, I'm sure. When they come your way at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, show up with the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR. I'll be joining them at 4 p.m. today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Back on tomorrow to talk more Buffalo Bills schedule release, and schedule leaks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.